True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
1 o'clock kickoff, Sunday, Bengals, Browns, right here, 92.3 The Fan. You'll be able to listen to it. Antonio Pittman coming up at 11:20. Tim May, 1 o'clock, talk Ohio State and NFL also with Antonio, former Rams running back from Akron. So, we brought this question up in the last segment, 216-474-0092. Like, what is your expectations for this team going into this year? And I had said, Jeff and Dan and I talked about this in the break while you just walked out of the room, so we weren't talking behind your back. I just want you to know that. That it just seems unbelievably, lackluster going into this first game of the season. Like, I don't feel the excitement. Maybe you do today.
I do.
Maybe you do
Come
today.
Come on, man. The season's starting.
Jeff, I don't know why.
Hanging out with the wrong people.
Is that what it is?
You're with a bad crowd, Andy Baskin.
You are a product of your environment. You know that.
That's what I'm telling you.
But the problem is my environment is with you more than anybody else. You and Dan. I spend more time with the two of you than I do anybody else.
Then why don't you like the process?
That's exactly right.
Why don't you like the process?
Why haven't you fallen in love with the Grateful Dead?
Okay. Let me start with the Grateful Dead. I just can't get into the Grateful Dead. Let me be honest with you.
Why do you like baked donuts and stuff more than Fritos? It's not rubbing off on you. It's not rubbing off on you.
Vegetables on a pizza. The two of you should love vegetables on a pizza.
I can do mushrooms.
It's not a vegetable.
I can do black olives.
It's a fungi.
Constitutes. We'll take it all.
Black olives count?
Yeah. Why not?
That does.
Why can't you guys do pineapple on the pizza?
I'm pro pineapple on a pizza.
Oh.
I'm good with it.
I'm pro pineapple in a bowl.
I love pineapple.
You won't do pineapple on a pizza?
No. Well, I've not.
If it was free and it was sitting in front of you, would you give it a run?
Depends. They're... Pepperoni sausage?
I can't do the pepperoni and sausage. I can do the pepperoni and pineapple. It's the salty and sweet that gets me going.
We have some people who would like to talk Browns.
I know. I want to talk Browns with them too, but I'm also the process to me. I'm okay with it if it gets you close and maybe you don't win the World Series one year and the next year you do, which I don't know because I don't really have that in my lifetime. But when you look at it, it's like the process sucks as a fan. I'm sorry, man. Unless you have a great draft, you're like, oh, that draft was a great process. Jeff, I know you love it. I just don't. Fred is in Maple Heights. Hello, Fred.
Hello, Fred.
Hey, gentlemen. Hey, I got a question, man. Well, first off, I played Madden 26, so I played with both Flacco and Shador. Flacco throws a lot of picks on there, and I noticed the offensive line plays different when I put Shador in. And Shador plays a little bit better, but his accuracy is better.
How many points per game are we averaging with those guys? That's my question.
Yeah, because we might make a move.
I was top 100 not too long ago on 25, so about 21 points. I gamble with them two online. So
I don't know. Okay. Keep going.
Yeah. Hey, but here's what I wanted to talk about. How much of a leash are we willing to give this Stefanski experiment? When is this over? Because they were talking not too long ago, right, that people saying that he's good for next year, you wouldn't get rid of him. I think somebody was saying, like, he know he's good. I mean, when do what does it take for us to say we got to move on from Stefanski? That's all I wanted to talk about because I'm not.
You tell
him.
Me how many wins? I'm going to ask you just straight out. How many wins does Kevin Stefanski need to come back next year?
He got to sniff the playoffs, and what I mean sniff it mean we got to probably get right there, and probably we don't get there because of another team, kicking us out, man. But I'm done with him after this. I just wanted to get y'all thoughts on it, man. I'm not happy.
Let me throw it back at you one other way, Fred.
All right.
Is he given enough talent that he should be winning football games with this roster?
Big time. He's been given enough talent, wow. But all I can in a nutshell, this is what I get from Stefanski. It's the Stefanski show, just like y'all have the Stefanski show, right? After the game, my thing is he wants somebody to do exactly what he do. If you're not doing exactly what he do, I'm not talking about doing one or two things different. If you're not doing exactly what he's telling you to do, it just seems like he's not. It just doesn't work, bro. That's all I'm saying.
All right, Fred. Thank you.
I'm over it.
All right, we appreciate it. I just think when the owner comes out and says swing and a miss on a player that cost them a quarterback for a couple of years and three first round draft picks and even more
and
than
their
that.
Payroll.
Yeah. And so it's like, I think he doesn't survive a 3-win season.
I don't either.
But
nor does Andrew Berry.
No, but if they show improvement, I think he's back for another year.
I would think so too.
That's all it takes. We need to emerge, Jeff. The days of grading
A, B, process, Andy.
Yes, the days of grading A, B, C, D, F are over. It's either job well done, job done, or emerging. We can't have the kids thinking that they're failing. It's not good. Jeff is in Cleveland. Hello, Jeffrey.
Yeah, you guys, we have the best defensive player in the entire world, Myles Garrett, right? And only thing they can think of is to win 5 games. I'm thinking playoffs this year, playoffs, divisional champions, Super Bowl. Who's thinking about next year right now with all these good players that are drafted and they're playing good and in the preseason and these two good quarterbacks out of college? I'm thinking playoffs. Playoffs or bust.
Jeff, I love the optimism.
The bust is the coaches get fired, front offices changed? Is that what the bust is?
I don't like to see anyone lose their livelihood.
I don't either.
In that business, you have to move on.
There you go. All right, Jeff, thank you. Optimistic Jeff checking in 11:08 right here on a Friday before the first game of the season.
It's a way to do it, right?
Playoffs
there.
Or bust. Roman and Canton. Hi, Roman.
Hey, guys. You had Optimistic Jeff on there, and let's talk about Realistic Roman. Guys, these are the best seasons as a Browns fan. You know why?
Why?
Because
sell me.
There's zero expectations. We don't know what team is going to show up on the field on Sunday. We have no idea. So we can't get our hopes up about us, you know, being a Super Bowl contender and having this, that, or the other. We just have to wait until Sunday to see what is put out on the field because we don't know at the end of the day. And I'm okay with that. I'm okay with just seeing what's happening and going from there because I don't have the answers. I don't think they have the answers. And as far as Stefanski, he's been the most winningest coach we've had since Belichick. He had 1 3-win season, and I think he kind of washed his hands with, the decision to go after Deshaun and what Jimmy wanted. I think he said, here, this is what you guys want. This is the kind of offense you guys want to run. This is what it's going to look like. And he just kind of wiped his hands clean from it. So now we're back to the Stefanski offense. Flacco, he's 6'6". He's a vet. Let's see what happens. Let's let the dice roll, boys.
All right. So I got a 50-50 feeling there from Roman. Is that fair? I think so.
That was realistic.
That was realistic.
Good job, Roman.
All right, let's get positive. Is LeVon? Lost him. What am I doing, Jeff?
Click on him.
I did.
No, go ahead.
Oh, there he is. Hey, how are you? Good morning. LeVon.
LeVon, what's going on?
What's up, man? How are you?
I'm all right.
Cool. What do you got for
the Browns?
Yeah.
For the Browns to win against Cincinnati, we got to play to our strength. And our strength is Myles Garrett and our kicker. We got to get them in field position where we got to get the opposite team, like in the field position where Myles Garrett can do his magic And our kicker and our Miles Garrett is the heart of the team right now. So we got to go with that and see how it comes out. This quarterback situation is okay, but our heart is our defense, Miles Garrett, and getting the defense where we can make a stop.
Fair enough. Thank you. Appreciate it, Levon. Let's talk about Mr. Schmidt for a second there. Just looking up his stats, Jeff. Okay. Thanks.
Nice job, you
He's our strength.
Nice job.
Got me, man.
Man, that's optimistic. What do you do for the Battle Hawks there in St. Louis?
Well, any kickers come out of nowhere.
That is true.
Brandon Aubrey's one of the best kickers in the game, and he was playing soccer.
It's hard for me to say here that Andre Schmidt and Miles Garrett are the reason we're gonna win. If it makes sense with a kicker, I guess, if I'm trying to be realistic and nice about it. They got to move the ball. They got to get into field goal range, right? I mean, his leg is useless unless they can get into field goal range. No enthusiasm, huh, Sean? How are you, Sean?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
I can tell you exactly why the enthusiasm is low. There's no team plans to lose and hopes to win like the Cleveland Browns. I think there would have been a lot of more enthusiasm until it was reported that the front office and the owner were at the first Ohio State game this week, which reemphasizes to the fan base, this is all about losing it next year. Like, none of anything that's going on has anything to do with this year. Like, so even if they go out and win on Sunday, for a lot of fans, it's like, well, yay, another notch on Joe Flacco's belt on the way to the Hall of Pretty Good. Like, it doesn't mean anything. You haven't moved towards any type of consistent winning. You haven't moved the needle. It's just a win against the Bengals, which we've done before with terrible teams. There's nothing new there. But
Does it really bother you those guys went to the Ohio State-Texas game?
They are doing their job there, Sean.
And there were 18.5 million people at one point watching that game. And if you could get a ticket to go to that game, I'd want to go, whether I was an owner or just anybody.
But from a football point of view, did anybody learn anything about Arch Manning this week?
Sean, I see your point completely. He had a bad game against a good defense.
All right, if they went there like mid-season, then I get it. That's what you're supposed to do. They're doing their job. But they look more like fans instead of a serious NFL franchise trying to figure out how to fix this thing, especially when you have two rookies on the roster already. Everything is planning to lose and hoping to win. And I think a lot of fans are just tired of it.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. I can't sit. I'm not going to sit here and cut them for going to the Ohio State-Texas game.
No, Andy, and you can't.
If you'd cut them for not being there.
Yeah, I mean, it's 2 hours away, right? I mean,
but do you understand what Sean was thinking, though?
No, I do understand what
Sean's
saying.
Sean thinks their presence is screaming, oh, my God, you don't care about this year. You're already looking ahead to next year. But they did that the minute they made the trade and traded out of 2 and dropped down to 5 and picked up a 1 next year. That's what happened.
That I buy better. I can't sit here and rip ownership and front office for wanting to go watch the Ohio State-Texas game. How often does that happen that you have a weekend off on your own, that it's a bye week essentially in the NFL, and you have the opportunity to go 2.5 hours down the road to go watch two of the best teams in the country play college football, whether they played as the best teams in the country?
You see what Sean was saying.
I get it, but there are a million reasons to not like, to not like the Browns ownership or front office or whatever. But going to a game to watch these guys play, that it's ridiculous.
But you do get his point.
I understand the point that maybe they're leaning towards the future. Yes. I get that. Sucks, but yes. Win now, baby. All right, if you're on the line, hang on, we'll talk to you in a little bit. 216-474-0092. Good friend of the show, Antonio Pittman, Pride of Akron. Former Buckeye running back. Remember when he had a touchdown against Texas? Oh, that was sweet. Plus, he played for the Rams, too. He's next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There he is. He's the man, he's the myth, and he's on the fan outline. He is Antonio Pittman. Hello, my friend. How are you?
What's going on, my man? How are you?
We're good. We're good. Jeff's good, too.
Hi, Antonio.
How you doing, man?
Well.
All right. I want to talk about some NFL stuff with you, too, but what did we learn about Ohio State last week as they beat Texas 14-7?
Defense is really good. Offense is growing. Need to figure out who's going to be RB1. And then just try to it's just a lot on the table that we missed. Just clean up the scraps. That's pretty much it. I think overall, though, probably one of the most talented teams in the nation.
Antonio, that team, though talented, lost a ton of talent on the offensive side. And you just said, you know, looking for RB1. What did you think of the first offensive effort against a real good team? Now, considering they lost so much talent on that team from the national championship squad.
I think the offensive effort was really good. When you break it down and you have a first-time starting quarterback in a major game like that, he doesn't get sacked one time. Like, you have to really account for that on how good the offensive line played. Now, the yards per carry on the run side of it doesn't add up, and it doesn't reflect on how well the offensive line played when you're looking at it from that. But I mean, there's video evidence of them double teaming a three technique and pushing him all the way back 5-6 yards. You know what I mean? So when you break this team down, it's a very talented team. They have a lot of key pieces in the right places. And I think the quarterback, he's going to continue to grow. And I think this week is where you start to see them open up the offense and let him throw the ball around a lot.
Yeah, this should be a good week to get a lot of work in, and hopefully, and we walked away from last week's game both saying, why didn't we see Bo Jackson? Why didn't Bo Jackson? Did you ever figure out that answer, or are you still scratching your head?
I'm still scratching my head, but I do think that this will be the time where this week you'll see a lot, because I think that the Texas game, there was a lot at stake to where it was just, if we can just minimize the penalties, turnovers, we still have a chance to win this game, because I think they were so confident in that defense going into the game last week. I think this week, I mean, we could probably score our first 5 possessions if we actually try to air it out and go for big plays instantly. So I think this week we'll get a lot of reps. I still think he'll play into the late third quarter, early fourth. But I think that running game will be a revolving door.
What do you think he's saying?
I like him. I mean, from what I've seen, I think he made the right reads. He didn't hold the ball too long. He didn't take any costly sacks or do anything egregious to where it cost the team anything. Because, like, if you go back and you look at the Notre Dame-Miami game, and a young quarterback took a bad sack, had an intentional grounding late in the game, and did some things that really put them behind the eight ball and they couldn't recover from. I think he's in a position where he put himself in a position to where he didn't make those mistakes, and he managed the game very well, and he took what the defense gave him. He missed the deep pass down the field to Jeremiah, but that's going to happen. Everything is not going to be perfect, but he never tried to force anything to Jeremiah either. So you got to be happy with that.
Let me talk about the other side, because the whole nation was watching to see what Arch Manning was going to do in that game. He ends up 17 for 30, 170 yards, and it was his first game. I think the critics were awful harsh on him because they still had a chance with 2 minutes and a few seconds left there to come back and tie that game up at 14. No matter how bad he played in the beginning, they still had a chance late. Now, did it work out? No, but I'm just saying, what did you think of Arch Manning?
I liked him. I don't think he's bad. I just think that they put the too much expectations on just the name in general. You know what I mean? Arch is kind of getting the aftermath of the Shedeur Sanders effect on how his dad protected him, and that name carried him a lot further than what most people felt about him. I thought Shedeur was great. I think Arch Manning is going to be great. I just think that you got to give him time to mature and develop. The games that he did start he was not facing an opponent like Ohio State. He was not facing a defensive coordinator that coached in the NFL, has won multiple Super Bowls, have coached defensive player of the years and multiple Pro Bowlers. You know what I mean? Like, he has never faced an engine like that to where they were running two different coverages on either side of the field. I mean, it was just a lot for him to have to process, and I think it should be more credit to what Matt Patricia did to Arch Manning.
Yeah.
And then if anybody should take the blow, it should be the offensive coordinator at Texas for not making the adjustments to help Arch Manning. And I don't think you really put that on the kid that much.
Antonio Pittman joining us. The one thing when I was watching Arch and even watching him last year, with the little bit that he played, and there's a lot of different ways to throw the football. But, boy, he drops that thing down. And I just thought, you're a big, tall kid. When you bring that ball down like that, I wonder if that is in his long-term best interest. Did that have any impact on you at all, Antonio, or does he throw it just fine?
I think he throws it just fine. I've never really got into the mechanics of how quarterbacks throw. You know what I mean? Because it's just like
everybody does it differently.
Everybody throws it different, and it's totally different when you have a left-hand quarterback watching the ball come off of his hand as a running back or as a receiver in general, because it has a different spin on it opposed to a right-handed quarterback. So I never really cared about the mechanics. It's can you get it to him or not? I mean, and that's just the biggest thing. I think with him, it's just going to be time and reps, and he's always going to get criticized because of his last name no matter what.
Antonio, what do you think of these games against a grambling state? Like, you had two big games in your career when you were at Ohio State against Northern Illinois. You had 111 yards and, one touchdown against Northern Illinois. One year where you opened the season against Miami, you had 100 yards. How important are games like this for Ohio State to make sure guys can get the engine going?
See, for us, those type of games were followed up by a Texas. You know
right.
what I mean?
Yeah.
We never came out of the gate playing a Texas. That's the difference. I think when you can find yourself early in the season playing a big-time opponent and you come out on victorious in that game, but also learning a lot about yourself, like, hey, defensively, we're going to be really good. Offensively, we got some things to work on. It just builds the engine. It just builds the hunger, because for us, it was all about trying to stay healthy and not getting hurt to go play in that Texas game, because you knew everybody's going to be watching.
Right.
Now, for Ohio State, on the offensive side of the ball, those guys are coming out hungry because they have to make up. Jeremiah Smith is probably feeling like, hey, I'm 150 yards behind my competition, which is the rest of the board. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Football. So now he's looking to go out there and have a big game and make a ton of exciting plays. So it's a stats game, but it's also getting into a rhythm and figuring it out.
Antonio, I haven't been able to. Have you been able to wrap your head around an 18-team Big Ten?
No, but it's different. I do like the change. I do. I think it's great for just football in general. But what I will say is not just the Big Ten, just college football in general. You know what I mean? Those early losses don't mean much anymore. Like it kind of lost a lot of its oomph. I mean, I enjoy watching these big time games, but let's be honest. When we get 13 weeks from now, nobody cares about who won or who lost week one. It's about who's making the playoffs and who's on fire going into the playoffs.
It's much more of an NFL feel to it, is it not?
100%. That's exactly what it is, and I think it's only going to get it's turning more towards that in the next couple of years for sure.
What does that do to the Michigan game?
To me, the Michigan game is always the Michigan game because that's what I was raised off of.
Right.
But when you look at the landscape of college football, the Michigan game only matters to the team that does not advance in the playoffs. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Because when you look at it, Michigan looks at it like, well, we beat the national champion last year, but you didn't win a national championship.
Right.
So they had their victory on top of Ohio State having a national title.
All right, I do want to jump over to the NFL for a second with you, too. And, you know, you look at the Browns, and they're going into this week. It's Browns and Bengals. And Dylan Sampson's going to have his first run at Ohio – not Ohio State. Last run was against Ohio State, but his next run will be against the Bengals. What is the transition like once you hit that first game of the season in the NFL compared to college? Why is it different, or is it different?
It's different. It is the biggest difference that you will ever see. Like the transition from high school to college wasn't as big as the jump from the NFL, from college to NFL. Mm-hmm. And it's mainly because of the fact of an Ohio State within the Big Ten, there might be one or two other schools that's going to recruit to the ability of an Ohio State. But in the NFL, just imagine every team is an all-star team, regardless of record or not. There's no college team that can beat an NFL team. It just won't happen. So when you go out there and you start facing these NFL teams and you start looking at it, that D tackle, that defensive end, he might not be a big name in the NFL, but he was a star before he got here somewhere. And you just get out there and the speed of the game is totally different. Just the strength, you know what I mean? And as the season goes on, it starts to slow down because bodies start to get the wear and tear and it starts to add up. But week one, when everyone's healthy, man, it is night and day, man. It is bullets flying around like no other.
That's really interesting. You're Cleveland Browns. I'll say that even though you played for the Rams. But you're from Akron.
They're your Browns, right?
You had to be your Browns growing up, right? Just say yes.
Yeah.
we're all waiting for Quinshon. We're anxious to see him. But how does this team get back to a running identity after, I think, kind of drifting away from it last year, Antonio? Is it easy to reestablish with an offensive line that has been a good run-blocking line?
I think it's very easy to establish because of that conference. Cleveland has always had a dominant offensive line. Even when everything was going wrong, they've always kept a pretty good offensive line. But the AFC North makes you have to be able to run the ball to survive in that conference. Because of just your opponents, you got to control, you got to limit the possessions of a Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson. You got to limit the possessions of Aaron Rodgers now. You know what I mean? So running the ball controls the clock, which keeps the defense off the field, keeps your guys going, and you just have to do it. And it's just big time football. So I don't think they'll have any issues reestablishing the run game. You have to just stay committed to it, reestablishing it.
Antonio, as always, you know we love talking to you, and of course we're watching you on Spectrum News 1 following Ohio State games with the post-game report on that, and we always appreciate your perspective.
Who's
on everything.
Who's your partner on that, Antonio?
He's got a decent partner. Who fills in for you?
I got a great partner, my man Andy.
Thank you.
My man Andy right there, great partner.
I'm trying to, you know, make it light. You keep teaching those guys how to be great firefighters down there in Columbus, my friend.
Thanks,
I got
Antonio.
You, man. I appreciate you.
Thank you. We appreciate you, too. Thank you. Goodbye, Antonio.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Cleveland has always had a dominant offensive line. Even when everything was going wrong, they've always kept a pretty good offensive line. But the AFC North makes you you have to be able to run the ball to survive in that conference. Because of just your opponents. You got to control, you got to limit the possessions of a Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson. You got to limit the possessions of Aaron Rodgers now. You know what I mean? So running the ball controls the clock, which keeps the defense off the field, keeps your guys going. And you just have to do it. And it's just big time football. So I don't think they'll have any issue reestablishing the run game. You have to just stay committed to reestablishing it.
Hmm. Former Big Ten standout at Ohio State and NFL running back Antonio Pittman just joining us here on the Fan Hotline, 216-474-0092. Man, that does sound like a great way for the Browns to win. Let the defense do their job, continue to, you know, just pound it out there on the offensive side of things. And, you know, can Jerome Ford, can Dylan Sampson, Rocket Sanders, the other Sanders on this team, can they give the Browns what they need as far as time of possession and just eating up yards and eating up time to be able to keep Joe Burrow off the field? That does seem like a winning combination, and it sounds like a way that the Browns can win. Is it possible? And, I mean, really, are Ford and Sampson up to the task?
That's the question. I think they will be, as long as they get good blocking up front, and I expect them to do that. I'm really curious to see. You think they have three active running backs? You think we're going to see Rocket Sanders? I'm kind of anxious to see him.
If he did anything on special teams, then yes, over the last couple of years.
I'm anxious to see him. I'm anxious to see Dylan Sampson. I'm not anxious to see Jerome Ford. I know what he can do. And I'm fine with what he can do.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to see Sampson. He didn't do much in the preseason. And I'm curious about Rocket Sanders. And I'm not delusional. I don't know the guy. I've watched some highlights of him.
We don't even know if he'll be active, right?
I mean, he's one of the guys active, here. But I would think he would be, but you never know. And I don't think he's Quinshon Judkins. But, Andy, nobody thought Terrell Davis was going to be any good. You know? What was he, a fifth or sixth round pick? I mean, you never know where you're going to find good talent in the National Football League. It comes from everywhere. And I'm so hopeful that they get lucky with some of these guys that they've brought in. You know, I'm hopeful that Isaiah Bond becomes a real, real big-time wide receiver. Hopeful. I don't know. Will he? I don't know. Maybe Rocket Sanders can, you know, use his 6'1", 230-pound frame and become a pounding back, become really good. You never know where you're going to find these guys. And I think the Browns have to stumble into some of them, Andy, or they're not going to be very successful this year.
The hard part about trying to win a game like that for the Browns to, you know, just kind of keep it on the ground and try to work the ball down the field and eat clock the whole game is that I just don't see Joe Flacco in that game. And here's a guy that averages like 35 passes a game. I don't see.
I wonder if he's going to do that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
And wouldn't that go away from like the whole theory of Kevin and Joe together too? Like I can't see him not throwing to the tight ends. I can't see him not throwing.
He threw a lot of passes when he was here, and he had some big yardage games. He had some big yardage games last year.
33.82 passes per game when he was with the Browns.
That's serious. It's a lot of passes.
And that's why you also have a lot of interceptions.
Well, no, that's not why.
Well,
you have a lot of interceptions.
The more you throw the ball, the odds of
the other team.
Well, but do we always know that to be true? I mean, seriously.
Usually, an interception is when the other team gets the ball.
Yeah, but sometimes, Jeff, and let me explain it to you. Let me dumb it down here for a little bit.
Good.
Sometimes receivers don't run the right route.
Yeah, that's
true. Sometimes the ball gets tipped. But sometimes the maybe someone's not in a spot they're supposed to be in either.
Okay.
That happens. Like, I always wonder this.
I don't think it's happened for 18 years of Joe's career, but no, let's go with that.
How many times? It's
the Friday before the season starts, Andy. Let's just be optimistic as you know what.
How many times do you see a quarterback throw a ball right to the other guy, like a linebacker standing there, and the linebacker's like, what's going on? Did he mean to throw that to me? And then all of a sudden hits him in the chest, and they got to hang on to it. And they go, like, I can't believe... Like, I can't believe a guy could make it all the way to the NFL and just throw the ball to the other team. Like, I always feel like the ones that just seem so obvious are like, what was he thinking? Probably meant that someone was supposed to be in that spot. I don't know. Maybe I'm too nice. Am I too nice? Or are there some quarterbacks out there that maybe just aren't that smart? I'm just going to throw to the other team. I don't think Joe Flacco is going to wake up on Sunday morning and go, man, you know what would be good? Living up to that reputation of throwing pick sixes. Oh, man. That was really sweet the last time I was on the field for this team. Joe Flacco doesn't wake up doing that. Joe Flacco wants to get the ball in the end zone. Let's take a couple phone calls, too. Jeff in North Carolina. Hey, Jeffrey.
Hey, how we doing?
Good. What's up, man? He's in North Carolina. How's that college football team there doing? Fun?
Yeah. And funny you should ask, because I do think talking about offensive-minded head coaches versus defensive-minded head coaches, you know, matters. First point, I think Joe Flacco is going to have a big year. I think the first time Stefanski and he got together, Joe come off the couch, and I think four or five straight games of over 100 QBR, you know, with no time together. Now we've had an entire offseason, you know, spring ball, for lack of a better term, OTAs, fall camp, and I think those two mesh really well. I think that relationship between play caller and quarterback is crucial. I think that's why a lot of successful coaches like Andy Reid and Sean McVay, and to just go down the list, they're everywhere, from Miami to Chicago to Minnesota, up in Green Bay, San Francisco, the Shanahan guy. I think it's important you have a offensive-minded, quarterback-friendly head coach, and I think Stefanski's great. Now,
oh, Jeff, you still there?
If we lose, the more games we lose, the more we need Stefanski around. We put this limit of 2-3 wins, and he's gone. If he has 7-8 wins, maybe he's gone.
Really?
In my head. Yeah. If he's 0-1 or 2, we've got 2 first-round draft picks next year, and clearly going to take a quarterback. I want a quarterback whisperer, and there's only 10, 15 of them in the league, and I think Kevin's one of them.
Jeff, interesting point. I don't think I've heard anybody say that if he doesn't get the wins, you want to give him the opportunity to work with a quarterback next year. It's an interesting take on it. Jeff, we're losing you there. Sorry, bad phone line there. We got to upgrade the lines there in North Carolina. What'd you think of that? 0-1-2-3 wins this year. And look, let's the Browns have kept a coach with 0-1 win. You know, I mean, we've seen it.
By golly, there he is.
The problem is it's the NFL, and every year, what, a third of the coaches seem to switch. We're always looking at least, I don't know, anywhere from 5 to 7 coaching changes a year.
I would hope that the decision to move forward with Kevin and Andrew Berry would be made by what you see, rather than a total of wins. What do you see from the team? Is the team improving? Is the team not improving? Do the players play hard for the guy while the team is improving? I mean, playing hard is one thing, but if it doesn't end up in wins, it doesn't really matter. But I would hope that the decision isn't based on a number of wins. Can I give you a different number?
Yeah, give me a different number.
This is for you.
Okay.
I looked this up just for you.
Oh, thanks, Jeff.
Joe Flacco isn't even in the top 50 of all-time interceptions thrown in the NFL.
Wow. What is he, 51?
Not even in the top 50.
He's 51, right?
54.
Yeah.
Hey, did you like Brett Favre?
Yes.
Threw more interceptions than any quarterback ever.
There you go. Does that make you smile, Dan?
What, that Brett Favre occasionally went colorblind? No.
It doesn't make you smile? How about in Minnesota? Did it make you smile in Minnesota when he was in Minnesota?
No, because he didn't throw a boatload then. Look, I am interested to see what this offense looks like now that they've had an entire offseason with Joe Flacco at the helm, because I don't think it is going to be the you-only-live-once offense. I don't think it is going to be the carpe diem offense of, all right, this heavy play action and just, you know what, fling it, because we've got the best defense of the 2020s. I don't think we're going to see that. I think we're going to have open receivers. I think this offense is going to look not as carpe diem, for lack of better terminology. Mm. Will there be picks? Yeah, it's called quarterbacking in the NFL, but I don't think it's going to be as blatant as it was the last time.
Gotcha. Chuck in Cleveland. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Chuck.
I got a question.
Okay.
I know you, Andy, not Andy, but Jeff, you keep saying, you know, you think that, you know, Stefanski probably will be here next year. How many wins do you think he has to get to be here next year? Because he can't go 3-14 or 2-15. He can't do that.
Chuck, I agree with you on that. We just said a few moments ago, I hope the decision is based on what is seen from the team rather than just a number. But if I would think if they win 7 or more games, I would think that they would bring everybody back.
You know, I said about 8.
Yeah, we're in the same ballpark, Chuck.
Chuck, then what'd you think? I mean, you were sitting on hold. We just got a phone call from a guy in North Carolina that said, you know what, if they only win 3 or less games, that's the more reason to bring him back. I don't know if that's grammatically correct, but that gives you more reason to bring him back.
I don't see it either, Chuck.
I don't see why that guy even said something like that.
Because he thinks he's a good teacher. That's why.
I mean, he's been here. He's been here. How long he's been here now? This is a 6th year?
Yep, this is 6.
Stefanski? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you just can't keep losing, man, and then talking about going to Brook Park with a new dome, man, and then who's going to – you got to get a good product before you shift that product into the new dome. You know, you can't build a dome and take a team that's not winning over to the new dome. You won't make any money, you know.
Chuck, so, thank you. I don't know that I necessarily agree with that, but I appreciate the phone call. You don't think fans will be on board for, well, I don't want to say it that way, but I don't think it matters.
It will matter a little.
As far as what? Season tickets? How much they can charge for PSLs?
What do the next several years look like, Andy? If the team is not good in the next several years.
And what?
I think Chuck might have a point there. You know, you want to have a good team in heading into that dome, but if you, and I think they will be, hopefully, you're building in that direction. Next year with 2 number ones should be a step in that direction. But right now, if you follow up 3 wins with 3 wins, with 4 wins, with 2 wins, you know, let's be realistic. That I don't think that's happening, but you just can't have a 4 or 5 year period of just ineptitude. And then suddenly think, hey, we have a new building. Everybody's all excited about the team.
True.
Building, yes. Team, no.
Well, I could make a little bit of an argument the other way, but I'll do that a little bit later in the show. Listen, when we come back, we're going to do a little NFL rapid fire. We also have 2 keys and a lock down the road. We're going to talk about college football. Tim May from Letterman Row is going to join us. And then maybe Kevin Stefanski, should he hit the microphone before we get off the air. Also, don't forget, you know what it is. It's Friday before a Browns game. And what does that mean? Quick predicts. We'll do that at 11:40. You'll tell us the score of the Browns-Bengals game and give us Monday morning's headline. That is all straight ahead on Baskin and Phelps.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.